The Taunton Towers room was set up by the family of a firefighter called Stephen Siller. Stephen worked out of a fire station in Brooklyn, out of Squad 1. He'd finished his night shift. He was on his way home to play golf with his brothers when they came over the scanner that the first plane had hit the tower. So he turned round and went back to the station to try and meet up with the rest of the guys at his station. They had already left for the towers, so he put all his gear in the back of his truck and he set off as well. When he got to the tunnel that runs from Brooklyn under the water to the financial district, the tunnel was closed by the police to traffic. So he jumped out of his truck, put all his gear on, about £60 worth of gear, including his BA set on his back, and he ran the rest of the distance to the towers. Stephen went into the South Tower with the rest of his crew, and that was the last place they were seen. The tower came down and all 12 of them were killed.
How do you get from that event to the run that you guys are doing now?
Well, it was basically just a passing comment. We'd done various charity events the previous year. The lads were just asking what we're going to do next. And I just happened to say, well, it's the 70th anniversary of the Firefighters Charity. Why don't we go to New York and run the Tunnel to Towers? Everybody was, yeah, let's do this. And it just escalated from just a flippant remark. We were going. And it'll be one of the most poignant runs and that we'll probably ever do.
Yeah, it'll be a life-defining moment, the race. It's one of those special things in your life you'll just never forget. You'll never match it.
And you guys are firefighters, you're a team, you can really empathise with what happened with that crew on the day. Do you think that makes it more poignant for you running as a fire crew?
Oh, definitely so, yeah, it will do. Yeah, I think it'll be quite an emotional moment, especially when we cross that finish line and the time that we'll spend at the 9/11 memorial as well.
Now, we're in your gym at the minute, and let's just say it's bijou, isn't it?
It is, it's very bijou, yes. not much of it.
So what have you been doing to get your training and your fitness standards up to scratch? I mean, you're pretty fit anyway as firefighters, but you must have had to do some extra work.
Yeah, we were all pretty fit anyway. We're all running week in, week out. We were also in Durham 2 or 3 weeks ago. We did a treadmill challenge, and between the six of us throughout the day, we did 60 miles, so we did 10 miles each, so it's all good training.
You mentioned that the original firefighter who this is in memorial of ran the run in his kit, so is that something that you guys are going to be doing as well?
Obviously, there's an issue with us taking breathing apparatus all the way to New York, but we are running it in full fire kit and fire helmets, so we should stand out a little bit.
Have you done your training in your full fire kit yet?
We did a couple of miles when we were in Durham. One or two of us did do a couple of mile in breathing apparatus, yeah.
While you're there, you said there five days, so are you planning trips to any of the fire stations there?
From the research that we've done, there's a couple of stations we'd like to visit that have got quite poignant stories from the day. There's one station where they lost a lot of the crew and the fire appliance was actually totaled on the day beyond repair. The fire engine itself is actually buried 70 feet under the ground in the memorial. So, yeah, we'd like to visit that station, pay our respects.
Is it something you're looking forward to, or are you a bit nervous about it?
I think everybody's really excited. It's going to be like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to go and do this run and meet so many different people, be so many different stories that we're going to hear and things about what happened on that day. I think it'll be just mind-blowing. People will be just like in awe. On the day of the run, I think it'll just become a blur. I think it'll be overcome. The run actually ends at the Twin Towers site. There's firefighters standing there and there's a poster of every firefighter that lost their life, and you run past these pictures of these people, and that'll be, I think it'll be really emotional.